Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Interior Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Garner. I'm your host for the show. Today, we have an info session. We're giving you information today about conjunctivitis, which is also known as the pink eye. And today, we want to talk about signs and symptoms and the treatment and the healing medication for the particular eye infection that we're talking about. So on 7/30, 2015, I went to NYU Medical Center, and I went in there because I was having trouble with my eyes. I was taking some other antibiotics for a throat infection that I had received. I probably have been eating all around the city, and I've been eating at a cafeteria. And somehow, you know, I just came around and had some type of throat soreness and, you know, almost lost my breath during the night. So I reported to the hospital the next day. And so they gave me some amoxicillin to treat an oral infection that I had, and I took some capsules and stuff. So I was feeling better. And then with the onset of the treatment with the antibiotic, I then woke up the next day after taking the amoxicillin for the throat infection. I woke up the next day with signs and symptoms of conjunctivitis. So it's an infection that I have had in the past in New Jersey. So I went into the emergency triage prompt care unit, and I told them I had, you know, been having trouble with my eyes, and I had all this redness in the eyes, bloodshot red. And they said, okay, they'll let me see a doctor. So I, you know, was on a stretcher in the emergency department, and I had a chance to lay out for a little while, some observations, some assessment. And we, you know, did the, you know, once over where they tell you how are you feeling, take your temperature, registration, everything like that. And, you know, I then told them that I've been having this problem with my eyes for, you know, off and on for a few years. And usually it was, you know, conjunctivitis, known as the pink eye. So they did a test, you know, did some tests, you know, where you have to open your eyes, look in your eyes, ears, and throat, because usually that's what the conjunctivitis affects, your eyes, ears, and throat region. And so rightfully so, I was infected. So I was given some medication for my eyes. And so it was an ointment in the form of an ointment that usually covers pink eye. So what is the pink eye, you might ask? So we went online and found some information, and I'm going to try to share that with you today. So my name is Tammy Jordan. You're here at Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we have an information session today. We're talking about conjunctivitis, also known as the pink eye. And pink eye is a redness or swelling of the eye surface and the conjunctivitis, the lining of the eye, and the covering of the white part of the eye. Pink eye is also called conjunctivitis. So a part of your eye is sort of called the conjunctivitis. And so when you get pinkness and redness in that portion of the eye, I guess you have the conjunctivitis. Pink eye is also caused by infection with bacteria or a virus. You can also get, like, red eyes from dry air, allergies, smoke, or chemicals, or other common causes of the pink eye as well. Pink eye all clears on its own in 7 to 10 days. Antibiotics only help if the pink eye is called back by bacteria. So if you have an allergy infection or some, like, you know, just you're in a system where you're in a pollen-based pink eye or something to that effect, if you leave the area, then it might heal out of 7 to 10 days. But if it's a bacteria in your eye, then you have to get antibiotics to treat your pink eye. If it's a virus in your eye, then you have to get an antiviral to clean out the virus in your eye so the doctor can tell. So after I took the, went to the doctor, took the amoxicillin, took the ointment for the pink eye, I then in turn got a hive. So I made scheduled an appointment today to see the doctor because I had the hive. And unfortunately, I didn't go to the appointment. I got up late. It was scheduled early. And I got up, didn't set my alarm, got up a little late. So I have to reschedule for tomorrow. And so then I got a hive after I got the pink eye. So I'm just, like, going crazy, you know, with, you know, some type of, you know, outbreak, which is, you know, these what I call triage, where you can go to the hospital and go to prompt care, which is acute problems and acute infections, and that way you don't have to go into the inpatient situation. So pink eye is highly contagious, so we have to, like, worry about washing our hands, which is one of the situations that they outlined in my discharge paperwork. And they also, you know, ask you to worry about the spread of infection because pink eye caused by infection spreads easily. And allergy or chemical causing the pink eye, it will go away unless you avoid, if you avoid contact with the chemical or the allergy causing, you know, pollen or whatever it was. So follow-up care is a key part of your treatment. Be sure to make and go to all appointments and call your doctor if you're having problems. I had two conversations so far with the nurse, a follow-up nurse from the NYU here in Manhattan, and basically I told her that it went away and it came back, and then it cleared all the way and then it came back, then it went away and it came back partially, and every time, you know, I have the solution there, that ointment, I, you know, treat it with the ointment. So I'm having that, I'm taking the antibiotics, everything is, like, you know, pushing everything to the surface. Some like to think that you're pushing everything to the surface and something is dormant inside your body, but some people like to believe that you're reinfecting yourself by going into an environment where the air might be bad, where someone else has an STD, where someone else has a bacterial or viral infection, and you're, like, working in a hospital or you're working in a clinic or you're living, you know, in close proximity to someone who is cross-infected, like your mother, your father, or, you know, your grandparents, or if you're living, you know, with a mate or a spouse, something to that effect, or if you're living in other dormitory-style living conditions, or if you're living in a, you know, any type of group living situation, then they think that probably you're going into a situation where you're reinfecting yourself and possibly not necessarily saying that the drugs didn't work on you. It's the fact that you live in an environment where it needs to be clean, sanitized, sterilized, aired out, and also treating everyone in the environment who's having any symptom of any type of infection. And so sometimes, you know, you have to worry about, you know, reinfecting and realize that the medication is working on you. You're feeling better. You're looking better. You're walking stronger. You know, you're eating again. Everything is working, but you might be, like, reinfected. So my name is Tammy Jordan, and we're here at Etheria Parent, and we're talking about the pink eye and conjunctivitis. Remember, region to region and territory to territory, country to country, you know, we have different strands of bacteria, different strands of viruses, and different pollens and different allergies that can be caused by the particular region. So just because you have pink eye, it, on my paperwork, it says nonspecific. So that means they didn't do a biopsy on the fluid in the corners of my eyes, nor on the crust that was in my eyes, nor on the redness that was in the eyes. They didn't take a swab to it, and they just gave me unspecified pink eye, unspecified conjunctivitis. So if you're ever looking at your own paperwork teams, if you're ever looking at your own paperwork parents, or you're looking at each other's paperwork, remember, sometimes if it doesn't go away the first time and you use the ointment and you use the internal antibiotic, remember that if you were to go back, because it didn't totally heal, everything still worked on you, but you have to realize that possibly it was unspecified, so you need to swab the area and have it go to the lab, and that way you'll realize that they'll give you something specific then for what they find. So therefore, you have to treat specific germs. You see what I'm saying? So nothing is wrong with you. You just have to keep getting treatment from the doctor. Don't give up on your health. Don't, like, just say, my eyes, you know, are just going to get Visine. I'm going to take the red out, and that's it. You know, it still feels itchy. It feels burned. You know, I can't see. I'm blurred vision. You know, don't give up. Go back and say, you know, I would like the lab. I need to go to an ophthalmologist. I need to go to the eye doctor. What's the treatment after we, you know, finish emergency treatment? Because that's prompt care. That's just going to treat you tonight. That's just going to treat you today. You're going to get that prescription. You're good for the next 5 to 7 days. But when you have more problems with your eyes, then you go to the eye doctor. You're not going to forget to go to the eye doctor and only go to emergency care every time, because they're not, like, doing tests and labs, you know, and so the eye doctor will. So don't forget to follow up with them. And remember, if you wear glasses, and you don't have the glasses, then you don't have that shield over your eyes to protect against, you know, pollen and different viruses that may settle on your glasses. They settle, you know, in your eyes. You don't have, you know, you're stressing your eyes because you already have a condition, and then you didn't wear the glasses, and, you know, you're weak, and then you get, you know, other issues. So remember, if you have glasses, you need to wear those as well. So after you have conjunctivitis, you go to the doctor, and you talk to your family about it. And I talked to my son. I called Markel. I said, Markel, I just left the hospital. I have conjunctivitis. I have the pink eye. They gave me some ointment, more antibiotics, antibacterials. And I said, I just feel like, you know, I'm a little weak right now, a little warm, and, you know, I'm under the weather. So, you know, he's like, you know, he's worried about me and everything is, you know, he's worried about me, and he hopes that, you know, I get it together. So that's why we decided to blog. So after you how can you care for yourself at home? So after you leave the hospital, you need to know that you need to wash your hands often because you don't want it to cross-contaminate. You need to use moist cotton or a clean, wet cloth to remove crust from your eyes or in the corners. Put on cold or warm cloth on your eyes when they hurt if you need to. Do not wear contact lenses or makeup until the pink eye is gone. It also says here to clean your contact lenses storage cases just in case you have, you know, contact lenses. I'm so scared of contact lenses, and I'm so scared of glasses. I was hoping that my eyes stay, you know, good forever because I hate to wear a piece of glass across my eyes. It's unfortunate that they don't have some soft material that you can wear over your eye, you know, shaped like glasses, you know, so that you can have something else to put on just in case someone, you know, clobbers you with anything or a ball bounces or anything like that. When I was young, we had situations where kids were hurt, you know, playing on the playground, you know, with glasses on. So the teacher would remove their glasses, and during playtime, you wouldn't be able to use your glasses. You would just actually have to go to the playground without your glasses. And so we thought that was great. And then when the parents would never take them off, they would say, yeah, you know, my teacher lets me take them off. My parents said no, but, you know, at least I'm not going to be hurt during activities like baseball and, you know, different things like baseball and you know, running and, you know, the different kids throwing around, like kickballs and different things like that. So we don't like those because the fabric is, you know, too dangerous to do activities and to, you know, go into an environment like, you know, walk commuting in New York with all of the things coming around. You never know if something hits you in the head. So we encourage, you know, I didn't like glasses. Markel used the contact lenses, you know, just for a cosmetic enhancement, just to look like some of these splicing kids. Like if you ever watch Batman, the new Batman, and he's a teenager, he's running all around, and he's learning about people that are splicing. So they're taking like some type of little medication or some type of little you know, food or something, and they're infusing some type of high instinct you know, medicine. And the medicine makes your instincts keen, it makes your senses keen, it makes you on point, and they think they're animal instincts, but they're giving you the highest point of your human intellect without making you a beast or in, you know, any type of ill behavior pattern. It's just splicing. And, you know, when you're doing feelings without touching, then you're hiding in your senses, and then you have, like, a hype for another, you know, area. Teenage things that they're doing. So they're learning a lot for each other, and so with that, they actually put on the contacts that look like, you know, like with the animal instinct, and look like you could have, you know, those contacts. So he's on Facebook, and he has on some of those contacts, and they're like made his eyes look white or something. So, you know, he did that. I was scared to death. I didn't encourage it. I asked him why. He was telling me his teacher at school told him that, you know, she would help him get a pair. She would, you know, see to him being able to wear it if he wanted to do it. And they didn't ask my mother, who was his guardian. They didn't ask me. You know, we just kind of got the stuff, and he just kind of, like, knew someone was going to help him, like the nurse or something at school, you know, was going to back everything up. The teacher was going to have, you know, backing. Everyone was going to let him do this cosmetic, like, little, you know, affair or, like, ongoing little thing he wanted to do. So at least he tried it once when he was early on, about 14. I think they could order them online at that age. And so he ordered them. He tried them, and he didn't, you know, get into them greatly. He thought it was something that he tried and didn't want to try it, but, you know, too often. But he did do that. So they encourage you to keep everything clean if you're using contacts. If the doctor gave you antibiotic ointments or eye drops, use them as directed. Use the medication for as long as instructed. Even if your eyes start to look better, keep the bottle tip clean and do not let it touch your eye area. So I made a mistake lately. I touched my eye with the bottle, and I need to wipe off the bottle and, you know, take out a little bit that's at the tip and then clean the tip area. And then I need to, you know, reapply the ointment again. So it says, you know, if it's eye drops, don't forget to tilt back your head and pull your lower eyelid down, you know, with one finger. Drop or squirt the medication inside the lower lid. Close your eyes for 30 to 60 seconds to let the drop of ointment move around. Do not touch the ointment or the dropper tip to your lashes or any other surface. Do not share towels, pillows, or washcloths with anyone with the pink eye. Or while you have the pink eye, don't do these things. If you have pain or irritation on the surface, you probably need to go back to the doctor. But it says here you have pain in your eyes, not just irritation on the surface. You have to change in vision or vision loss. If you have increase in discharge from the eyes, if your eyes have not started to improve or begin to improve in 48 hours after you start using the antibiotic, if it lasts over 7 days, watch closely for changes in your health. And be sure to contact your doctor if you have all the problems that were mentioned above. So if you wanted to learn more about our, situation, you can learn more by going to online, looking up conjunctivitis pink eye. I have access to my health information here and my test results online, going to my chart, NYULMC.org, and I can WW that and get, you know, information off my chart for that. And it's a pink eye visit, and I could just enter my account number, Y392, and then they will give me a lot of information about this particular visit. So I thought that was awesome that I could do my own follow-up and I could look around and I shared that with you, this particular visit, because it's important to take care of your eyes, ears, and throat, and your cranial area, because that, again, still is your cranium. So that's our show for this particular day. Don't forget, you know, summer is ending, the air is changing, moisture is coming, you know, the leaves are changing, they're pollinating a new way, you know, you're going to get a lot of dry leaves, you're going to get damp leaves, you're going to get everything now. And so you need to, like, pay attention to who's in your environment. A lot of visitors over the summer, cleaning linen, making sure that the house is, like, not dusty, and making sure that if you felt uncomfortable when someone's around your house eating, drinking, or going to the bathroom, that you clean those areas. Sometimes you need to use plastic gloves. Sometimes you need to take out the, trash cans as soon as possible. Sometimes you need to use aerosol, any type of Lysol, anything like that if you felt uncomfortable, or just as a routine cleanse or spring cleaning or anything you need to do. If you can afford maid service, it would be great if you could, have someone else do it. You don't want to cross-contaminate anyone else. But if you go into another environment where you're in big crowds already, then you'll, run the risk of, infecting a larger crowd than possibly the maid who will just, wash off, clean up, change clothes before they leave, and then, go on back, safely to the house. So that's our particular show for today. Maids are not just maids. Home health aides are people that can help you clean the house as well. CNAs help you clean the room at the nursing home. And, in the household, sometimes parents, grandparents, guardians help you clean. Sometimes when you take out the trash, don't forget to wash your hands after every time you move the big garbage can. I know at Markel's house, he has to take out the garbage can on Wednesdays or Mondays whenever the garbage man is coming. Sometimes you forget to wash your hands. Don't forget to go back in the house, wash your hands, because it could be a lot of germs around the garbage can. That's our particular show for today. Until next time.